Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about Splash Mountain, cursing your boyfriend, and the etiquette of using a friend's shower. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Michael DeMauro.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, guys. I'm a freaking elf today.
You're an elf? We're in the, like, post-Christmas, but it's still Christmas.
It's still Christmas.
Time. It's still Christmas.
Post-birthday hangover time.
Post-birthday hangover for our Lord and Savior, Nick Bristow.
Nick, did you have a good birthday on Christmas Day?
It was fine.
Did you get double presents, though? Did you get double presents?
No, I think I got less.
Yeah, man. That's
I got the typical, like, okay, this counts for both, but it's expensive, so it's fine.
Yeah.
It's probably okay.
Yeah, it's good. I got the new Apple Watch.
Oh, fancy.
Wow, you can put a star.
I would rather get this than I don't know, 20 t-shirts or 20 like sweater like shirts that don't fit, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Tim got me a Chemex for Christmas, which I'm now enjoying the delicious coffee from it right now. Nice.
It's a jar that you put coffee
in. It's a fancy glass jar.
It's a fancy jar. Oh, did Tim get your? Did you get your Naruto mug?
That I did.
Color? Yes. So yeah, we had because I had a panic moment because Hot Topic freaking let me down
for once,
and I ordered the Naruto mug, and then they were like, we're not gonna send it to you though. So I had a panic, and Tim and I share the same Amazon account, so I was like, Nick, can you please help
me?
Can you please order this Naruto mug, and I'll pay you back. And he did get it.
I'm surprised you didn't throw a little surprise in there, Nick. That's sort of like your move.
Well, if I came from. From Amazon.
It came direct from Amazon.
You can buy dildos, you can buy diapers, you know,
I have been known to send Tim and Jennifer very dumb shit.
You've also sent me very dumb shit.
I believe you sent me
the like High School Musical Xbox game at one point.
I hid some of my Jennifer's Christmas gift in my undie pants drawer. And I went to go find it, and I started giggling because I kept all the condoms you gave me in there.
They were, like, really, like, bad, too. They were just like, you've never heard of these brands.
These are not the condoms I would have trusted to a condom
joke,
job.
You made a joke about wanting guns and condoms for your birthday, and so I sent you, like,
airsoft guns.
An airsoft gun.
Yeah.
Like the only condoms I could find
Best
on it.
A huge
ever.
Variety pack of condoms. And I've was Christians and been married my whole life. So not getting a whole lot of use of those. But, I put them in there as a joke and I laugh every time I
They're
see
very,
them.
It's very funny.
Very funny.
I sent Mike Bachman the autobiography of the dog from Frasier.
Yeah. Well, Mike Bachman's different because he has Review Hole.
Yeah.
Where and he.
This
he,
was before Review Hole. But
this
he,
was just, okay. just because. Just yeah.
I sent him, I think, chinchilla food, and he had to, this is a spoiler for a future Review Hole episode, he had to call the customer service of the, like, gerbil chinchilla hamster foodist and ask if it was safe to eat for humans. Because he was like, you know I have to eat this. I'm like, well, that wasn't really my, okay, I guess so. So he
is
has,
it? Is it safe?
I think he said yes, and the question person was quite confused.
Like, please don't do this. Why are you doing this?
Yeah, that's Mike Bachman's Review Hole.
You've got to watch it.
Gotta watch
it. It's very good.
The Mickey Mouse one is art.
It is
and
absolute
I actually,
acid trip.
I want to watch it again. Anyway.
Yeah, I've seen it like six times.
Like,
and it's
maybe
been,
this
good
afternoon. Yeah. And the flight simulator one
simulator,
also.
Very good.
Oh, the anime flight simulator.
Okay. It's really. I know this is our podcast, but you should go watch.
The sandal socks too. I mean, they're
the
all
same,
good.
They're classics.
He gets very obsessed with things, and you could tell he spent way too much time.
Yeah, he like dug into it.
Yeah,
he's teaching himself to do stuff. Though,
right, his whole
cool.
thing is like, I'm going to be hyper focused on this, but the good thing is, I'm going to teach myself. Like four new things,
like animation. Mm.
So, like
Scanning
when I
head.
Asked him, yeah, yes. when I asked him to make my about to start streaming thing So it's just my spinning head over a background,
like a,
you know,
like a King of the Hill.
Like a
opening.
King of the Hill. He spent way too much time on that, but again, he got to teach himself some stuff, and now he's
he loves it.
Animating like four different other things.
And yeah, don't worry about taking advantage of him.
Oh, I never, I never would.
Anyway, watch our friend Matt Bachman's review haul on YouTube. It's very funny.
Yeah, we're in the Christmas season.
We are in the Christmas season. I know Tim and I have already said before this that our brain's still fuzzy this morning while we're recording, mm-hmm. so this is going to be a good one for sure. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to just freaking get into it?
Sure.
Why not?
I want to get into this first question real bad.
PP.
It's
can I read it?
Nick, yes, absolutely. And let me just say that this is one of several P questions that I have saved in my my question document.
Before we started, we're like, oh, should we do a P episode? And then, because we were all confused over like six different P
There's like way too much P content, that is for sure.
We're thinking about just doing like a normal episode, but make it Patreon because it's so cursed. So instead of like doing a deep dive in one question, you know,
maybe just do a spin-off podcast.
Okay.
That P-cast. Focuses on P stuff.
Okay.
Dear PP.
Everybody.
Diaper buddies.
Oh no.
There's an everybody poops, but there's not an everybody pees.
That's true.
Wow.
That's a great point. Wow. Damn.
I know some people can't do one without the other.
I used to not be able to pee. I was a pee shy guy. You know what I'm saying?
Pee shy guy.
Jennifer, you know this, right?
I know. I do know this.
Yeah. Girls probably don't have that when they pee out of their pussy hole, but boys sometimes when they try to go pee, they can't because they're scared.
Well, let's learn about pee now by reading this question.
Okay. Here we go. Am I the asshole for setting a pee trap for my wife?
Wow. So based on title. Probably yes.
I'm going no.
But you're good. Well, I like have to see.
I like to guess wildly from the title.
Like, I will not change my mind.
I love the one. It's like 50-50 switch or not, and you can never tell.
Well, the question is, it's like, is it like a trap made with pee, or is it some kind of trick to make her pee, because she hates to do it?
She won't pee. If only
there was a book saying that's
okay,
normal.
I'm sorry. I was talking about this, I think, to Tim recently. I was like... One of the like top pleasures in this life is peeing when you really need to pee. Like, it's up there. Disgusting. So, like, can you imagine if someone was like, I don't like to pee. What's wrong with you?
That's disgusting.
I'm sorry, it's true. Like, but, if you really need to go to the bathroom and you're finally able to go.
That is true. But the thing is, if you didn't have that pain, that built up, like, oh, I really, you know, it's not a pleasure, it's a relief.
Without pain, we would never be able to understand
that's
pleasure.
That's so true. Wow.
You like, yeah, you think you deep. Get, when you get to, you know, heaven, the great beyond, you're just going to be like, oh, I got to pee so bad. And then you can just go on any cloud that you see.
Yeah,
like,
no, it just immediately disappears.
It puts a whole new meaning to the streets are paved with gold.
Liquid gold, baby, it's piss.
Liquid gold.
Apologies to all the angels listening.
we know that you love pissing, angels.
Hello, everyone. I'm a 39-year-old man, and I'm married to a 31-year-old woman. Wow.
Wow. Wow. Age gap much?
When he was eight, she was zero.
We're doing it as a joke, please.
First, sorry about the pee trap terminology. Her words, not mine.
All right.
All right.
Ever since my wife, and I were just dating, she tried to be very insistent that I sit down to urinate.
Huh.
What?
I do not want to sit down to urinate. And so, I do not.
Wow. I don't know why the way he wrote that is so funny. Like, I do not want to do this, so I do not do it.
Okay.
I will not do the thing. Frankly, I don't think it's any of her goddamn business.
Yeah.
How I pee anyway.
I mean, that is probably true.
Yeah, I do feel like, well...
Unless he's a messy peer, but...
Yeah, let's hear him out. Oh, crap. Is that what it's going to be?
Well,
like, sit down to pee, you're pissing everywhere. Hey,
I've definitely had, like,
guy.
Friends' parents who were like, oh, by the way, the boys do not stand up to pee in this house. If I hear some peeing,
if I hear some loud ass pissing, I'm going to come in there, yell at you.
But your dick will hit the water.
For years now, and especially lately, every time she goes to the bathroom, she does this crazy-eyed thing where she looks down at the floor, groans, and then pulls out paper towels and cleaning spray to wipe it up. Huh. I do not pee on the floor and never have, but she calls it Splash Mountain regularly.
Okay. Oh, we got a real Splash Mountain in here.
It's got dang Splash Mountain up in here. It's like Wizard of Oz. That's Yellow Brick Road. Recently, I had something of a revelation when, as usual, we were having an argument about the topic. And she said that all men pee on the floor every time they go to the restroom.
That is true.
It seems like she is outright hell-bent on proving a point.
Huh.
Anyway, the other day I had enough. I went to the restroom, stood over the toilet for a minute, closed the lid, and flushed. Then I called her in and I asked her to point at where I had peed because I'm trying to change my behavior. And in a couple of seconds, she pointed at a spot and said, "There." The spot was clean. I hadn't used the bathroom since the day before. I told her as much, and she got incredibly upset. She said, "I set a pee trap." And that what I did was really mean to her. Then she insisted that every time I go to the bathroom, I pee on the floor again. I've had enough. I think she's trying to get out of the fact that I caught her in her crap. But she has doubled down on her behavior and is completely convinced I'm a relentless shithole. Am I? I don't think I did anything wrong. All things considered.
Oh my god.
This is so funny. Wow. To me. She's all
right. So I guess I was right. He is not bad.
He's not bad. I think she's got some hang-ups.
She read something somewhere at one point and it really stuck with her.
Or her dad and brothers are just garbage monsters.
Well, okay, so here is the thing though. Think back to college and like when you'd go to like a college dude's house and you know there is just piss everywhere.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but that's more of a bro thing.
Yeah.
It's like a territory thing. How like if she was in enough environments like that, she was just like dudes be pissing on the floor.
When I was a child, I did childish things.
I mean, is it like she doesn't think that he literally pees on the floor, right? She thinks like, that like
he thinks there's a splash.
He pees and then goes poo, and there's
she thinks that the splat, but the physics of it. Are causing a Splash Mountain situation in the bathroom.
It could be a water, like if there's too much water in the tank, gotta change that up. You're wasting you're flushing cash down the toilet.
You should definitely close the toilet lid when you flush. Number one,
You don't want the plume.
You don't want the plume because it sends out germs. That was a thing I learned in high school and has haunted me ever since. That like if you
I don't know if that's true.
I've heard there's of the definitely germ a Mythbusters and I kind episode. Of believe it.
It's totally
there's
true.
There's a Mythbusters episode where they tested that, and I don't remember the results. But
you were trying to protect yourself by thinking that it didn't that there wasn't a germ plume, but there is.
That'll happen. I mean, yeah, if we're being honest, fellas, am I right? Occasionally there's oopsie whoopsies, but you just gotta clean it up. But, you know...
Because it does seem, like, hard if you, like, go in the middle of the night and you gotta piss.
Well, speaking of stupid things that Nick bought us...
Yeah, exactly.
We have a toilet bowl light.
A toilet bowl light, and I love it with my whole heart
so
and soul.
You can pee into the red gaping void of hell itself.
Glowing red toilet bowl, yeah.
Red is a bad... That's a bad color for your toilet.
It's a rainbow, so it'll go through it, but it's very funny when you
open
it.
It's out of batteries right now, so now it's just flashes red, which is not helpful. The box also did say that it kills bacteria, which I thought was hilarious. And it was like, right when COVID comes out, I'm glad I have this light.
Sure, I'm glad I have this
toilet light.
Take that $10 LED.
Okay, the root of this, obviously, is we don't agree with each other. I'm going to trick you. We've had a few like these. And the basic thing is it okay to trick your partner if you feel one of them is being irrational to prove a point? Do you lose the high ground?
I think it's totally fine to do that. Yeah. You're being irrational. Like, I just proved you wrong. Like,
I think the key, in my opinion, is you cannot gloat. You simply have to print, because we all know, we get hopped up on the piss fumes, the bloat, as you're going to say.
Yeah.
So, as soon as you spring the trap, you have to, like, I gotta go work on my hot rod. I'm 39.
You gotta be a bigger person.
Yeah, and then you have to leave. Then you have to let the other person calm down, and then you have to, like, all right, we need to talk about the piss trap, and how fucking crazy you are. Just kidding, don't do that. That's not,
why doesn't he just piss in the yard?
Why is this piss in the yard?
Just go outside, piss off the deck.
Whenever we would go do things in the before times, rubbing it in those stupid girls' faces, how we could just go piss wherever we wanted. Well, you love it, you know? We would have parties that... The fuck?
So when you're springing a trap like this, I mean, you do have to understand the reaction you're going to get, right? Like,
yeah, she's not going to be happy about it.
You're going to piss the person off. They're going to be upset. Yeah. If you catch that, like... There's nothing worse than being wrong, right? Like,
that's true. That is, yeah. There's nothing worse than realizing you're wrong. That moment when you're like, ah, fuck. I have to admit I'm wrong now.
You're so right, Michael. It's like this whole thing is, in your mind, what you're thinking is, I'm a lawyer on a television program, and I will simply convince my partner that I'm correct with unassailable facts and logic. But it doesn't work that way.
He's shattered her whole worldview.
Oh my God.
She's like, but I thought.
But I know that's piss.
Peed on the ground.
I know that droplet is piss.
Time to go to church. Shut the fuck up. I'm not going to that den of sin and shit.
If that ain't water, then there is no... If that ain't piss, then there is no God.
What have I been drinking? I think this is hilarious. And I would like to figure out ways, especially listeners, if you ever have fun examples of this, more on the fun side, not on the depressing side of you and your spouse.
Like, I caught you cheating, and here's the proof. Like,
but, you know, if in your home someone is causing you a slander, you simply have to spring a trap on them. There's all.
I think he was justified. She's just mad because she's wrong.
He could sue her. She could go to jail for this, I think.
Like, he's definitely right, but you have to take in the whole of the relationship. Like, if this is her one thing, then it's probably fine for her to humor, or probably fine for him to humor her and just be like, okay, fine, I'll sit
Michael,
down and pee.
That's not really our motto of the show.
I was kind of like, he could
we've
just
literally
pee.
Never said that before.
you know how, hey guys, you know how you can just pee like on to like not in the water, but on the bowl, and it's like a little silencer.
Mm, yeah, so you're not, he's not thunderously loud piss.
Yeah, and then what you do is you do that, and then you say, hon, and you like yell at her or whatever you call your spouse.
Sweetie.
Sweetie, I'm sitting down.
I'm peeing and sitting down.
I'm loving it.
I'm loving this peeing.
Just let you know. And then
my ding dong's almost touching the water, but not quite.
Yes.
you quick, after you're done, you take a quick, you spin around, sit down, throw up a little peace sign, take a selfie, like pissing, loving it.
Mm-hmm. What?
Send that out to her.
Like loving it.
And then at the end, you tell her that you sat down, but you didn't. And so we have you just invented a different version of the pee trap.
The pee trap.
What if he were to sit down, but like actually sit down, but then still pee on the floor?
And be like, I just think it doesn't work.
It's
for
impossible,
me.
You crazy son of a bitch.
I actually think the real solution to this is just like, I think that both of them just need to be like, have little like Clorox wipes behind the toilet, and just be like, every time we just wipe down the area around the toilet.
Oh, that's no way to live.
Every
that's
time.
Just,
that's okay.
Yeah, then your
right?
Okay,
nice
I guess we'll just burn the earth to cinders.
Well, I mean. The thing is, this is actually really funny because I feel like I'm guessing that, like, if people were looking at this question and the four of us and we're like, who's going to come down on what side? I think they would think that I would be with the wife. But I'm not at all. Because in my mind, I'm like, but he's not doing it. And it's so unfair. It makes me mad. It's like, no, he's not doing anything wrong. You're being crazy. You need to stop.
What if he made her stand up to pee?
Yeah, I'll see how good you
that's
do.
That's a good point.
If you
and
hover.
Also, you know, I am a Christian, and I do, my pastor is that one pastor that went viral, like, years ago.
Because he thinks Vincent Dunapee is against the Lord.
Is against the Lord.
He thinks what?
Effeminate, and that's what I am. You know, if you sit down to pee, and you're a guy, you're not pissing on the wall,
you're why our country is messed up.
You're the cup.
Wait, he's against sitting to pee?
Yeah,
there was, like, a whole thing.
Piss on the wall.
He would, because there's a verse in the Bible that references people who piss against the wall, and they're being men.
Yeah, I think the context is they're maybe ready to go do a fight, maybe. I have
I don't even fucking remember. I don't remember which book it's in. But
regardless, he's right, and I agree with him.
Where do we fall on installing a urinal in his bathroom?
We have a family member who has a urinal in their bathroom.
Yeah, but here's a great point. Urinals have a goddamn ton of splashback.
Yeah, they're disgusting. It smells terrible.
One thing that all men live with is that their shoes are covered in piss because of urinals are just like a horrid, disgusting thing.
Speaking of Splash Mountain.
That's a Splash Mountain right there.
That is Splash Mountain.
That's Splash Mountain.
Do you guys, I haven't seen these in a while, and I don't know if they've gone away, but the like waterless urinals.
Yeah, I've seen them.
It's just like, oh, what if the bathroom like really smelled like hint of urine all the time?
I like that, actually.
Guys, one thing I do not miss from the pre-COVID times, I don't miss going to public bathrooms. Mm. Like, I haven't been in a public bathroom in a while, and I'm pretty chill with that.
Mm. I think the last one I went to, I was at a hockey game right before lockdown, and like...
It's no good in there.
Pissing with 50 of my best bros, like, I haven't had that in a while.
If you go to an old enough sports thing, you might get the trough.
The trough. That sounds, I've heard. Don't they supposed to put ice in it, too?
Yeah, they'll do that.
Why do they do that?
Because it's just you can melt it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Hey, bros, all our piss is getting together.
Big party. Our piss is married, bro. That's what you said. Jennifer, this is the guy thing.
When we talk about our piss being married.
When we pee in the trough, we all give high fives and say our pee is married.
Now we're married, and we should kiss each other while we pee.
Yeah, we sing the marriage song, but there's always like four guys that accidentally sing the graduation song.
Diana has definitely asked me, like, oh, do you guys like talk to each other when you're peeing at urinals? I was like, no.
That's a faux pas.
I think the pee trough is what cured my pee shyness. Because
you just had to.
Well, because I think I had like two beers, and I was like, well, I have to pee really bad from simply having two beers, and I'm 21. Here we go. And now it's not really a big deal.
And now you can do it.
Right. And, you know.
I think the pee trough is like the most not private at all. Even like if you just have your own urinal, you can kind of like scooch up
into
it.
You can kind of do a scooch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I think every bathroom should have single stalls in it because, like, come on. No one wants to. That's private time.
What is the lady trough like?
Yeah, it's a lady trough. Is it one long toilet?
Yeah, it's a big long. So it's actually just a hole on the ground, but it's like a long hole so you just squat.
Wow, I love long hole.
But also the women's bathroom does have like a full like lounge area. It's like super nice in there.
Yeah,
I don't understand that. Like, wouldn't it be better just to have more stalls?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there should just be stalls. Actually, I remember going to a restaurant in I believe San Francisco where they didn't have gendered restaurants. It was just like all of them were just single stalls. And I'm like, that. I'm sorry, but that is the way to do it.
I've definitely seen the sinks are outside, and then there's just like a bunch of doors.
Yeah. Like that's how it should be.
A bathroom is what you want.
That's what you want. Like everyone wants privacy. Like no one needs to be like here. I like it when it's like a fully contained little room. Like I don't want anyone to know my business in there.
The bathroom should be twice the size of whatever the place you're going. So if you're going to a hockey game, bathroom for the hockey should be twice as big as the rink.
As the stadium.
Yeah.
Come on.
So you can have a really luxurious bathroom experience.
Come on.
Guys, I think this is a great plan.
What a pee job.
Okay, so that's the pee trap.
The wife is fucking wrong. She needs to fucking admit it. I'm
wife's
mad at her.
Be neurotic about piss.
I mean, but the thing is, do you do the white lie to like?
No. Don't listen to me. I get real mad. It's like, no, but she's wrong. Don't concede to her.
Must not stand.
Fuck this.
Their relationship is doomed. Can I read the next question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah.
My 25 male girlfriend, 22 female, claims she's a witch and curses me when we have an argument.
Yes.
I do have to say, like, usually I feel like during internet, it's a lot of dudes being wild now. And I do have to say that this episode is extremely the ladies being wild
for
now.
The gals.
I'm playing Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and it's there's a lot to do with like early Christians in England, because it's like Vikings, and
like
the Vikings aren't
like
Christian.
Pagan shit.
And like, I can't remember exactly, but like one of the Christian people, after you're like, I don't know, kill a bunch of people, like starts saying some Bible stuff at you, and they're like, oh no, he's gonna curse us. Like, no, Christians don't do that.
My guess is this one, you can't curse somebody. If you've got witch powers, you can't use them on your loved ones.
Yeah, it's against the rules.
It's not nice.
That's
not nice.
Double Jeopardy. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm having a peculiar problem with my girlfriend of 2 years. She is a self-proclaimed witch and has been way before we started dating. I supported this. I'm kind of sick of having a witch girlfriend.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's kind of sick.
Man,
sick. He likes
it. I can't read this morning, folks.
We got fuzzy brains.
Oh, yeah. We got fucked up brain today.
Yeah, so it's like post-Christmas.
So anything that we say in this episode is not deer in that canon.
You just have to be okay with it.
I supported this. It's kind of sick having a witch girlfriend. Makes you feel protected with all her crystals and shit.
I love this dude. That was just like,
makes
is
you
wonderful.
Feel protected with all her crystals and shit.
I mean,
oh my god,
is
tattoo
he wrong?
That across
I
my
don't
back.
Believe
that
in any of this bullshit, but I'm sure glad you got that.
Honestly, hurt, right? I'm real glad you got these crystals just in case.
And shit. That's so funny.
But now she's using this to get back at me whenever we have an argument.
No!
First of all, what are you doing arguing with your witch girlfriend?
Yeah, that's where you fucked up. You need to be careful, sir.
She'll turn the evil on you.
Yeah, she's going to fucking turn you into a rat.
Just 2 days ago, after a minor disagreement, she stormed off into the bedroom, got dressed in her cloak, and sat on the floor with a circle of candles around her.
Bastard.
And she made a potion, question mark?
Oh, my God.
It was literally just a bunch of herbs she got from the kitchen.
I mean, that's powerful.
And started chanting, I place a curse on this soul-sucking man-child. Wow.
Fucking like the energy of like gathering up your little candles and your cloak and like sitting down with your like your thyme and your oreganos. Like, I place a curse on this soul sucking man child while he's like 5 feet away, like, huh? Me?
Dear Reddit, my girlfriend be making pesto and cussing at me.
I genuinely cannot tell if she's joking. I don't think she's joking or not.
She's definitely cursing you.
But I get paranoid and scared and feel like I have to watch my back, because what if these curses are real? I asked her to stop doing it, but she refuses. How the fuck do I deal with this issue?
Oh my gosh. And there's no period at the end. He probably died.
He died mid-sentence.
Yeah. He died. Oh
no. Fucking,
the curse
sure
kicked in.
The curse kicked in.
Oh my god. This is so funny.
This is so funny.
I'm sorry.
My favorite bit is the cloak. I mean, I don't
know. I gotta get my witch cloak.
You gotta get a cloak.
Quick.
You gotta look the part.
You gotta look the part. That is 60%.
I like it, like the idea of her, like, okay, I've gotta put on my winged eyeliner. I gotta get out my goth lipstick.
I gotta put on my Slytherin fucking scarf. I'm ready, baby. Shout out to all my witch friends, listeners, witch talk buds. All this stuff is made up and fake. It's there's no such thing as magic, but many of my friends think it's real.
But
and
what if, though?
I feel protected with their crystals.
We also feel the same way as this boyfriend does, enjoying the crystals and shit.
Yeah.
Or at least him. I definitely do. Like, I like the aesthetic of a crystal. Mm-hmm. I don't really believe it, but it's like, well...
I like
these rocks.
I like walking staffs with crystals on.
You want one of the end. Like, you want to look like a wizard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like a carving of a dragon holding a crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to spend like $300 on a staff
at a
Renaissance
fair.
Exactly.
So my understanding is this is some white people shit. My understanding is yes. They read half a book and all of a sudden they're really into witches and, you know, buy weird off-brand candles. They buy sage
they're
wrong way. That's like destroying it. Then they mix like 13 different like traditions and things like that. And then they I fucking hate Brad. He always pisses on the floor. I put Baphomet on thee. I respect her.
Yeah.
What the stuff you're saying, I just want all the witches out there to know that I don't agree with Tim. please do not turn your evil eye upon me. Because I respect you and your powerful magic spells.
Well, I mean, you could think it's bullshit, but it's fucking working, man.
He's freaking out.
Oh, so, like, oh, whatever your view on this, like, it worked this time.
That's true.
She's bullying him.
Yeah.
She's bullying him in such a specific way.
It's so funny.
Like, just again, sitting down on the ground and, like, muttering curses while your boyfriend is, like, nearby is such a power move.
I imagine there's a companion to this question of, like, her just, like, venting to her friends.
She's on our crystals and talking to her friends there.
Your boyfriend's an idiot. Just fucking throw some rosemary in a bucket and put a candle next to it and scare him. He's very stupid.
And honestly, it's fucking working because he's stressed. He's like, I don't know if she's cursing me for real.
Yeah. What if it's like, there's another one. It's like, dear Reddit, I was trying to do a fake curse on my boyfriend, but then I accidentally mixed up the oregano for the elderflower, and now I think I really did curse him when I didn't mean to, and because I put the real ingredients in there.
Sick shortbread cookies, which is a plus.
This is getting a little bit too much into my internal life, but it's funny. So
here we are.
I have a group of friends that are interested in a same fandom thing, and we sometimes spitball like fanfic ideas. Mm. And we came up with the concept of someone accidentally summoning a demon like at a college, and then it's like, fuck, I thought this was just like some cool spooky shit, but I actually did summon a demon now, and now he's connected to me.
I think that's the plot of a movie.
It probably is, because it rules. Genius. The concept of like not really thinking you're doing something, and then like, but now I got this otherworldly being attached to me. I feel like that's a good trope.
Yeah,
and I'm saying that this is what's gonna happen. She's gonna definitely. Oh, I know what's gonna happen. She's gonna be like doing her witch shit. Like I'm trying to get my boyfriend, but then she's gonna summon an incubus or something, and then they're gonna team up with the boyfriend.
It is. I've seen this movie. It's Knights of Badassdom.
Okay, live action
role players conjure up a demon from hell by mistake, and they must deal with the consequences.
That sounds funny, and I want that. I vaguely remember that film, but I don't think I've seen
it. It's Peter. It's the Dink. Peter Dinklage.
I do remember that now.
It's like he like finds like a cool book, and he's like a wizard, and they're LARPing, so he uses the book and reads one of the spells.
That's sick.
What if you summon the demon, and the demon's like, dude, this is not cool. Like, bro, this is very low level. Why is someone here for this?
You guys gotta talk it out, man. Communication.
Just sit down and pee. What's your deal?
Just do it. I learned it thousands of years ago.
Hey, she's coming with a point, and we all we're all broken pottery, but the imperfections make us who we are.
I also think that, like, real, you know, people that are actually quote unquote witches, and this goes back to what you said, Michael, like, wouldn't casually put a curse on you.
And I don't think they would say, I place a curse on this soul-sucking man-child.
Right. Like no one would put a curse on me for saying that witch stuff isn't real. They would just laugh at me because, like, okay, they wouldn't do it to me, but the greater cosmic forces would.
Yeah, beneath their notice. He's going to get taken care of.
You're small potatoes.
So she should not be using such powerful magics so freely.
Yes, we have witch powers, but it only works on people who believe in it.
This is also, have you guys seen season 2 of PIN 15?
No.
Okay, this is also kind of a plot line in that.
Was so painful.
Because they think they get witch powers.
Oh my God.
It's very funny. But yeah, Pin 15 is definitely, it is a good show.
It is very awkward.
I couldn't watch season
if
two.
I do think it's very funny that like most of the men in my life are like, I can't handle this, but it's like, yep, this is the shit. This is exactly what it's like to be a middle school girl. It's terrible. Yeah. Like, because Pin 15 is set exactly for like my age. Like, they are the same age that I was that year.
It's the AIM generation.
It's extremely like, the AIM generation. Yeah, I never got into that shit, though.
I don't want to be reminded of how bad this was. Goodbye.
Yeah, I never, because I was a good Christian girl, so I didn't get, but I think that honestly, I really do feel like if I had not grown up in an evangelical house, this would have been me in middle school. I would absolutely have been trying to summon some demons and shit.
So funny.
But unfortunately, I was a square. So who could say if magic is real or not? Because I haven't experienced it.
I think this would probably work on me because I would be like, come on, no, you can't curse me. But then I would take a like, step back and if? Look at my life and be like, no.
Bro, I've been cursed.
There's a number of curses currently being played upon me right now.
It's the montage flashback of all your exes cursing you.
Oh, no. This is why things are the way they are.
Son of a bitch.
God damn it.
Michael runs out to a Glen in a covered in mushrooms and cloaks. Like, please.
Take me back. Young Michael's like, I want to live somewhere cool. I want to live in New York.
New York City, baby. Year 2000, baby.
Just one finger goes down
to
the monkey paw.
No.
Not Western New York.
Pets.com, baby. Oh, what a fool you were for not foreseeing both September 11th and the .com crash. Oh,
man.
This is one's funny. Anything else we want to say about it?
I'm sorry. I do. Godspeed to both these people. Yeah. I hope you guys work it out. Your girlfriend's hilarious. She's definitely wrong for doing this, but it's very funny. You have to agree. Yes.
And again, like most of my circles who practice or believe or what have you tangentially on like witch talk or various other things.
Your astrology, whatever, they
get a delight out of unbelievers being fools. So that's why I have no fear.
So it's a gift to you.
Of exactly saying it's all made up and absolutely has no basis in anything.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things that people believe that are not true. So
I personally believe if you sit down to pee, you can't join the military. That's what I believe.
You think like a drill sergeant would make like when you're in boot camp, like you gotta sit down to pee.
You gotta sit down to pee.
I'm not cleaning these floors. You gotta sit and pee.
That's Splash Mountain.
But we all got this trough, sir. Sit in the trough.
This is my dick. There are many like him, but this one is my own. Can I read the next one?
Please. Yeah. Please do.
Both 30 females. My friend used my shower brush and is now furious with me. Oh, I love these type of questions.
Oh, wait. She used your thing and now is mad.
Yep.
Yeah. This is, again, once again, women be acting out in this episode.
Well, you did tell me this was a comb scissors.
This is your pussy comb.
Yeah, you'll see.
My friend stayed with me over the weekend while she was having some emergency housework done. This is a loud war. I love
questions in the time of coronavirus because, don't yell at me. It's okay.
I thought emergency housework was allowed.
I mean, who knows even if she's in the U.S.? Like, she could be somewhere else. Who knows?
Yeah, she could be somewhere that doesn't have a huge fucking coronavirus problem.
Yeah. Anyway.
Then, if one of your friends needs to, whatever. Stop.
It's whatever.
We were having dinner when she randomly commented on how good the scrub brush in the shower was. I looked at her like she had grown a second head because it's supremely weird that she used a shower brush that doesn't belong to her.
What is a shower brush?
Like a
loofah?
I think she's talking in the loofah vein, like a scrubby thing.
Okay, long wooden handle.
It could be one of those.
That is fucking weird.
Well,
I don't think it is, but I know that I'm an outsider, but let's continue reading.
You would just use somebody's loofah?
It's full of dead skin.
I don't give a shit.
I feel like,
I'm glad we don't have loofahs here.
I knew this was going to end up in this part of the discussion, so.
All right. Two, it's not a shower brush. It's the brush I use to scrub clean my dirty flip-flops when they get real gross. They're made of rubber. I do this while I'm in the shower, so it's hung there.
So I think what it is like it probably does look like one of those, back brush things.
That's funny.
But it's not. But it's just a scrub brush to clean things.
Yeah, I'm laughing.
So not actually a loofah. It's like literally like gotcha. like a brushy like thing. A brush but brush. But people do use, like, I have a little one of those in the shower, like a little scrubby brush.
I use that on my boots. That,
well, it is for your feet.
I use it on my boots.
Oh no, I don't want that.
She flipped out when I, laughing, told her that she just washed herself with my shoe cleaner brush. She was absolutely incandescent with anger, furiously packing her things. She left and got a hotel room. I was a little stunned at her reaction. I feel like this is not my fault because who uses anyone else's shower brush? I would never have conceivably thought she might use it. However, she says because I didn't remove it from the shower, it was fair game, and that it was unacceptable to have a cleaning brush hanging in the shower to trick someone into humiliating themselves like she did.
Wow. Tricks in this
episode. A lot of traps.
This is a strong reaction.
Loki's up in this house.
I'm on her side. She wants an apology for tricking her, but I don't think she deserves an apology because that would be implying that what she did was okay, using someone else's shower brush. However, she is still mad at me, and it's well into the week. Should I suck it up and apologize? Did I really do something wrong here? I feel like for her to be this mad, I must have broken some kind of etiquette I'm not aware of. TLDR, friend is mad at me because she used the brush in my shower to wash herself without knowing it was for cleaning my shoes.
Friend is so wrong. And, like, I think that deep down she knows she's wrong. She's and that's why she is acting this way, because she's being completely irrational.
My friend used my shower broom. it's the broom I keep in the shower to, you know, sweep up.
Obviously, yeah. To sweep your body.
I did the post-shower scrubbing bubble spray to burn my eyeballs. I didn't know it.
Why'd you leave the scrubbing bubbles in the shower? I thought it was
porcelain skin. So to me, it made sense.
I drank your shower drink.
It was pineapple juice.
It tasted bad.
And now I'm burping bubbles.
I keep burping up bubbles.
I'm like a Willy Wonka. I know that I'm in the minority and that I don't really give a shit about. Much like witchcraft, I don't think germs exist. Just kidding. No, I think
COVID's real.
Right? I don't know. Things for
you think
which,
this is all bullshit?
Yeah, I think it's all bullshit.
Have you told that story?
I think on this one, yeah, with the baker where I was buying a cinnamon roll when I was waiting for the cats to get done. He's like, hey, you think this is all bullshit? I was like, who knows, man? Give me my cinnamon roll so I can stand outside. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I know that I sometimes come down on the skeptic side of things. And I know that we're in this zone where it technically sounds like I'm saying germs don't exist. But what I really sort of think is that things that for which we use to clean ourselves aren't that dirty. I might be wrong.
Okay, you're not necessarily wrong, but at the same time, think about where you put that loofah in the shower.
Who cares?
I don't want somebody to use my loofah that I clean my undercarriage with.
Right. I mean, I remember, like, back in the day, like, oh, you used someone else's towel? What if it touched their butt? It's like, I don't give a shit.
It definitely did touch.
Unless they're, like,
for sure
wiping
their butt.
I mean, they're clean. I hope it touched their butt.
Exactly.
I think the towel is less bad.
When you're the cleanest that you'll ever be in your life.
But the loofah's different because you were dirty when the loofah touches you.
You shouldn't be using other people's loofahs, Tim.
You should be using other people's loofahs.
I'm gonna. Like we're talking like a shower, like a poof. Like a,
yeah, yeah, a poof, a shower yeah. poof.
Why not?
Because it's
soap gets
skin.
Rid of the...
No,
I think if somebody has like soap, like a bar of soap, and you have your own washcloth or whatever, like that's fine. But like,
yeah, but you know what? It is a little bit. You know what? I'm realizing now, like the logic of this does break down because it is like, okay, well, you can't touch the loofah because it touched somebody else's undercarriage. But if they just have the soap is also touching.
Yeah,
them.
When are we going to knock on something else and then going on you? I don't. Do you rub?
Am I allowed to hug people? Because that's full skin. What's happening?
What am I allowed to do?
Can I do tough mudder? That's mud.
You're telling me I can't use other people's toothbrushes?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That is weird, but still, you know, like, okay, so you used a loofah, and it has, like, one of their pubes in it. Like, it's gross,
Nick,
what's the big deal?
This is Tim calling from the bathroom. Hey, Nick, did you have onions for lunch?
I can taste them.
You ever stay at someone's house, and they give you a washcloth, and you're like, what the fuck do I need this for? I'm just going to use whatever
what
I find in there.
Was it some kind of tiny towel?
What is this tiny
towel? I feel like we've all stayed, well, maybe Have we all stayed with each other at our homes at some point?
I don't. Michael's been here, yeah, but I don't.
I've said we've stayed with both.
We definitely stayed with both of you guys. Right, yeah. I can't remember.
You guys have never stayed with us because we've never had a. Well, Nick,
I stayed with you.
Yeah.
You did.
I stayed in your old apartment once.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah, on the couch. Yeah.
So I was like, surely they didn't because they're 14 feet tall and we.
Yeah,
we're not,
I don't know how you guys did that.
I think I was like crashing because I needed to be in that area for some reason. I don't remember.
I feel like
that was so much fun because we were like, where do I park? And we're like, we have no idea.
I don't know.
So we asked the liquor store.
We do not have a car.
but all I have to say is like, yeah, I do feel like when you travel, like I think most people, I don't bring a loofah with me when I travel because like really, what are you going to do with that thing? It's wet. Like how are you going to pack it? Mm-hmm. So I just kind of know when I'm traveling, like, yeah, you're just going to do soap straight on the bob when you're cleaning. Like you don't get a loofah because I like to use the washcloth for my face. I don't like to contaminate it with soap.
I just think there's things that we do that are irrational. And that's okay.
And that's totally absolutely
and that's okay.
True. And I need a Mythbusters on this to then learn how dirty the loofah is.
I remember getting in a tiny baby, like I had a lunch crew during one of my internships. And I was like, technically, it's not that gross for men to not wash their hands when they pee. That being said, they should still do it
because
we as humans need to wash our hands a lot. But it's not like we're getting germs on ourselves due to how our tackle is.
That's the same for people with vaginas. Like,
you gotta wipe. That's
yeah, we don't have to wipe.
But you got a toilet paper barrier.
Still, I think
in general, like if you're going and touching toilet stuff, you should wash your hands.
Exactly. If you're,
I agree.
Merely right. In the bathroom,
I agree. My point was very
because the poop spray. The spray.
The bloom. My point was you should do it. We all in agreement here.
Yeah, we all agree you should do it.
Said. Technically, it's not gross because of the pee. It's just gross because of existence.
Pee is sterile when it comes out.
You can drink it.
You can just sip it right up.
Yeah,
well, it's better pee directly into your mouth.
Piping hot.
Been there.
But okay, so let's step back for a second though, because the whole thing is like, all right, the ethics and the sanitary aspects of borrowing someone's shower scrub. Outside of that. This person got so mad about this that she fucking left.
That's so funny. Yeah.
She went to a hotel.
Humiliated.
And like in demanding an apology, it's like, bro, your friend let you stay in her house and you did a weird thing and now you're mad?
Yeah, at the least she should have said, "Can I use your shower brush?"
Right. Yeah, I could see the argument.
Like, that is exactly what you get for using someone else's thing without confirming it.
I'm a little goblin, and I don't think it's that bad. But that being said,
would you it's that bad to use the scrub brush for the feet?
Well, I would also know that
under your logic, Tim, you'd be fine washing your undercarriage
fine and clean.
with the flip flop brush.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you probably would though.
It probably is not that because you're probably cleaning it.
You're cleaning like floor. Shit, that's where
there's a difference, and you might be using different chemicals for shoes.
That is true. So, you probably did get your skin fucked up.
Even though I'm a dirty little freak, I still kind of know that you don't need to be like, hey, sweet
so you know it's wrong because you don't want to tell anyone.
I don't want to use that strong of language. But I wouldn't ever.
You want
to
withhold
the truth. Agree that that's it is a little weird to like lean into it.
To be like, let's just not acknowledge it.
Exactly, perfect way
to say it. Let's just not acknowledge that I did this.
And if someone said it was a shoe thing, I'm like, ah! And then I'd move on. But
like, okay, actually, so this is the thing I have done, like, when, like, I feel like I remember specifically doing it, like, we saved your sister or something. Mm-hmm. And I think I did borrow her razor, which is that weird to
that
borrow
somebody's... That sounds grosser to me, yeah.
It does feel grosser.
There's a higher potential
of
blood.
It does feel grosser.
I think it is grosser, but also, if you asked...
Oh,
sorry,
Heather. If you're listening, I'm sorry. I didn't use your razor one time.
It was
weird.
A little freak.
Do you think in like 30 years, when we all like obsessively wash our hands, our the grandchildren could be like, "Oh, Grandpa's always washing his hands."
Probably.
Like people who lived through the Great Depression, how they're all
right. We're all just exactly. Like scrumming all the
There's
time.
There's a bunch of clean freaks.
Unclean.
Singing happy birthday to you. Washing your hands.
That the washing the hand thing doesn't even matter for COVID anymore. So,
well, we don't.
I still microwave my mail because I like warm mail.
he likes the hand feel of warm mail.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing. People microwaving their mail.
I'm sure your in-laws have.
I feel like that would not work very well because, like, the envelopes have like the plastic thing on it. You like microwave it. It's like, this is melted now.
Yeah,
those get crispy.
The burning smell means it's working.
Oh God!
I got this Bed Bath & Beyond coupon. It's a little melted, but.
Magnetic strip is just like sparking. I do see a world. Okay, so this is, to me, it is weird to put, let's just use a big term, which is not quite accurate here, an industrial cleaner in the shower.
It is weird that she's cleaning her flip flops in there, yes.
A little bit. Yeah, unless there's some sort of cultural thing we're missing. I do think, technically, even though it's like, we all know, based on social contracts, you should not use this brush because it's icky.
Yes.
That being said, I still think, based on social contracts, you still have to say, oh, by the way, don't do this, you know, because you never know. Like,
by the way.
I wouldn't say shit if
Why is her flip-flops getting so muddy so often?
What is going on
with that also?
You need constant access to a flip-flop brush in the shower.
I mean, that's also a great question.
I would say that you probably should have been like, here's a fresh washcloth or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
That's just
good
hospitality.
We don't know that she didn't do that.
We don't know.
She might have given her the full towel set. And then it's really wild if
she hands you a fresh washcloth and you go in and grab a brush and start
brushing
your towel with it.
Washcloth, flip flop brush.
What? Yeah, she should have given her own
individualized flip flop brush.
So, just to clarify though, like, yeah, there's a lot of unanswered questions, and they don't technically matter, but it is kind of fascinating to, like, super zoom in on the weird social contract things of this. Like, if it's a house wherein you just go soap directly to body, some people think that's gross. I definitely think there's a higher chance of body hair being on just a raw bar of soap.
Well, sure.
That's probably true.
You don't want to see that, no.
I hate to think about
that. That being said, soap is clean.
It can't get dirty.
Yeah, if there's hair on it, it's clean hair.
It's clean hair.
There is God. I heard this somewhere, and I can't remember where, but it was like a person who is essentially like, "Yeah, my parents literally never changed the hand towels in the bathroom because only clean hands touched them afterward."
It's
like,
it doesn't work.
That's not how that works.
No, it's super not.
That's mildew city right there.
They start to smell weird because they're wet,
and things soak up the environment, which, you know. Yeah, so, you know, it's that weird thing of, like, she should have said, hey, by the way, but that being said...
I disagree. I don't think she should have said
shit. So let me clarify. She should have said, hey, by the way, but she's not a bad person or she's not automatically wrong if she didn't. There's, like, that kind of gray area.
Well, do you think she should apologize?
I think she should have, but, like, no. It's not even that strong.
Do you think it's worth saving this friendship?
No, they gotta get...
This person sounds...
Like,
she needs
no friendship is worth... being wrong over.
That's so true.
I agree
with Nick on this one.
And I don't think she realized what the stakes were so high.
That's like, true too.
Like,
true.
If you use one bath implement that I didn't realize you're gonna use,
relationship over. Right. I do think
we've been friends since second grade, but that is done now.
I do wonder how long they've been friends and, like, if this is, like, completely unprecedented or
I think 30 years. I think they were in the
Gotta
together.
Be pretty good friends.
I would,
if they're sharing flip-flop brushes.
Yeah, like, I definitely only have people I'm pretty damn close with stay at my house.
Okay, so let's kind of, like, myth bust this. what if this wasn't her shoe brush? So what the question asker is saying is that it's super gross to do this. And you guys are saying that's true?
It's not cool. It's not great to do it.
I'm just glad that I don't have loofahs in my bathroom after I had Tim stay here.
Yeah, you have been using your loofah, man.
Oh, I used all your shit, man. I dug around.
But I do feel like it's different. Like, using a loofah is different than being like, I'm gonna use some of your shampoo or whatever.
I used Nick's dental floss and then spooled it back in. But that was just to save money, you know?
Yeah, that's
joke's just... on you. I use the floss pick things that are bad for the environment.
What were we watching?
I was watching TV.
No, I was watching an episode of Frasier where there was a dental floss joke, and they were like, oh, you still want to use this? After they had used the dental floss to use it as a leash for, I believe, an iguana or something.
That's funny. That's funny. Did the floss leash with an iguana? That's
just human, baby. And then the dad was like, should I put this back? And Fraser's like, no, please don't do that.
Well, that's irrational. Iguanas are clean.
They're clean.
Iguanas are sterile.
I definitely fully agree. I'm not in the right here.
Listeners, sound off in the replies if you think it's... I feel like we should do a poll on, is it cool to use a loofah?
I'm irrational here.
All over your body that your friend has rubbed all over their body hundreds of times before.
I know logically that, like, yes, the soap is dealing with it, but I don't want to think about loofahing my body with your butt loofah.
It's almost defrosting the chicken in the toilet situation maybe it's not bad, but it's yuck.
Yeah. For some reason, I'm more okay with defrosting the chicken in the toilet than using the loofah. So, even though Tim and I share a loofah.
Well, yeah.
So, because we're married, and that's fine.
So, like, to me, if it's good enough for my bro, it's good enough for me. I mean, sure, there's possibilities that I don't know about all my bro's skin conditions or whatever, but, like, in my mind, if it's good enough for Nick in his mouth and butt, then it's good enough for Tim and my mouth. I don't have that good of a mouth or butt. Like, what? That's not the Taj Mahal mouth and butt.
Wait. But, like, with that logic, shouldn't you also be able to use someone's toothbrush? Because, like, while it's getting clean, because the toothpaste is on it.
Mouths are gross, though.
Mouths are very gross.
Mouths are gross.
You guys able to, like, swim in the same pool? Because then the water's touching your booty hole.
It's different because the chlorine kills it.
I know, you're right.
I think, you know, I think sharing, like, I'll take somebody's shampoo and conditioner all day.
Yeah, like,
I'll take that all day.
Taking all items from it, it's just the shared touching that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's
my ruling is, like, listen.
You know, if you use somebody's loofah, you're using the loofah that person slept, everybody he slept with, and all that.
Exactly.
So when we do Airbnbs sometimes, they'll end up being like four washcloths listlessly drying, and then I do my best to pick the one that I assume is mine, but I'm not sure I'm always right.
Yeah,
same with towels.
Yeah.
Are you guys saying I'm a dirty little freak?
I have almost certainly used a washcloth that one of you have used me previously.
I mean, that definitely has happened.
Like, law of averages.
Ideal. Right.
Just it's has not to happen.
I try to, like, when we stay together in the Airbnbs for the Paxes and the Geeklies, I take the towel, like, with me into my room.
Yeah, I do that too, but the washcloth I usually don't, and then it is just a, like, well, I hope nobody used this.
You guys are a bunch of
yesterday.
When I go home to my parents, you know, they basically the Taj Mahal, because they have a closet full of fresh linens. Like,
oh my god,
they have
that
so
is
many towels
have
and so
closet.
Many washcloths to choose from. You take a towel, you take a washcloth, you do your thing, throw it on the floor. Somehow it gets picked up later, and then the next day you grab a new one, and it's great. It's great.
Yeah, that's the dream.
Yes.
Can I tell a quick story?
Please do.
I meant to tell it before, but it's based on traps and irrationality, and kind of ties into Taj Mahal. So when I was a boy, I was like 16 or 17 or something like that, my parents got a house cleaner, which is like, you know, $80 a month, basically. So it's like not that expensive, I didn't realize. But, you know, at the time it felt very like, whoa.
Like, this is fancy.
What do you mean you can't pay for my college? and like sometimes the shower would, or maybe every time, I don't really know. So basically, like, when they turn the shower would turn on as opposed to the bathtub.
Right.
And then it wouldn't, in some showers, basically you have to press the thing down.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when it gets done, it'll pop back up.
Yes.
But many showers that I've encountered in my life and put my body on, the thing does not pop back up. So the house cleaner came, and I was like, you know, talking on the dang computer or something like that around the corner from the bathroom. She turns on the shower, apparently has her whole head in the bathtub, and it spritz on. She goes, ah, Tim, that's a mean trick you just pulled.
What?
And I go,
is that a trick?
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to talk about AOL Instant Messenger.
I'm talking on AIM. On Trillion.
I didn't use that. I wasn't smart enough. Because I don't use MSN Messenger. What am I doing? And in my mind, I was like, you're being irrational, and you're just lashing out at me because something bad happened to you. And I accept that because you're not mad at me. You're mad at the situation. I'm like,
yeah,
because,
like, what? Like, that's your own dumb fault for not checking, like, where the water's coming out.
Like, I'm not...
If you were in an unfamiliar shower, you don't know where that water's gonna come out.
Because like basically,
you gotta be prepared for that.
It was like over the summer she would come when I was there, so we knew of each other.
You had a rapport,
somewhat of a rapport. But
except
like,
for she thought you were trying to own her via shower.
I think I'm some sort of naughty little goblin boy who does tricks.
I mean, your reputation precedes you.
I mean. Also, can we talk briefly about how stressful it is to use someone else's shower that you don't know how to make it work? Like, it's a stressful situation because you're just standing there nude in your friend's bathroom. Like, and how do I make the water?
That's sort of what
I mean. You just open the door and yell down the hallway without covering yourself.
It's boiling water. And that's sort of why I was like, she should simply mention because shower etiquette is different. We don't all agree on it.
We had somebody also come once a month to clean. Again, Taj Mahal. And
real fancy shit.
But it was definitely a situation where like, the cleaner is coming to clean the house. We gotta clean this place before she gets here.
I love that also.
Yep.
I feel like whenever COVID, Tim and I have definitely talked about like hiring someone to clean. Obviously, that's not been happening because of COVID. But I do feel like I would probably be that person. It's like, I need to pick up so that the cleaner.
I think the logic really is like, I don't want her wasting time on this easy stuff. I need her to get in the crack.
That is true. It's like, listen, I'm here for you to do the deep cleaning shit that I, like, my brain just cannot handle.
There was a brief time in the 90s when we, you know, had the scratch to do that. And it was strictly my mom didn't want the cleaner to think we were bad people.
There was no
fooling around. There was no like, oh yes, no, this will just make it go faster. No.
They will judge us.
Yeah. I feel like Jennifer's family does this, but with their robot vacuum. Like when we visited them for her brother's graduation a couple years ago, it was like a whole to-do to get the house prepared for the robot vacuum. And I was like,
really? I don't even remember this.
I was like, it was like several, you're just used to your mom.
I probably just like insanity. Flowed over my brain.
Yeah. And meanwhile, it's like, look at all you're doing for the robo vacuum. There's never been dust in this house before. Could you obsessively clean it? It was very funny.
Oh man. Anyway, this is a funny situation. I think you got to let this friendship drop because she is absolutely wilded out.
Or be like, bro.
What she's got to do now, she needs to get a label maker and put flip-flop cleaner on the
shoe brush.
Done. Problem solved.
I'll use a shoe brush. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and then people have informed consent. Like, if you wish to scrub your body with the flip-flop brush,
go nuts.
You are allowed to do that.
What a fun batch this.
Yeah, this was
Thank
really
so much,
yeah.
Jennifer.
It is a good. It's good to because again, most of the time when I'm digging around in these subreddits and such, it is. I have to say, unfortunately, usually it is men acting badly, but it's good to remember that women are also insane people.
Hashtag diversity. Some of the absolute bangers are when it's ladies because it's like wow.
It does kind of feel like I feel like okay. Obviously, this is extremely stereotyped, but I do feel like. Dudes online are a more like steady level of like bad behavior, but when the women do it, they like take it to a completely different level.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's not completely accurate, but I feel like that is the trend.
You're saying bitches be crazy.
Well, I mean, everyone be crazy, and saying crazy is probably not nice.
Quoting, so it's okay to say. It's obviously gender's fake, but sometimes society
but it's
forces
about the way
people
you're,
into different ways to act
exactly,
out.
Exactly. So it's good to remember that we all have the seed of badness inside of us.
We all react to societal.
All have the capacity to just absolutely wild out and maybe put a curse on our significant others.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's oftentimes just the, as though society was the moon and our emotions are the tides. Oh, am I a witch? Fuck.
I think you are.
Oh, crap.
Nice. Wow. Congratulations. Please make some pesto later and, as a curse to me. And then we'll eat it.
Hey, I sous vide you a curse over here.
Oh, thank you.
It's my witch voice.
Is that a Boston or a New Jersey?
Hey, I'm witching over here.
I'm witching over here.
You got any Sagittarius?
You got any crystals? What's your crystal situation?
Crystals put in the sous vide.
Oh, well, thank you, everyone, for joining us for this wild and wonderful episode where half of us, our brains are fuzzy and we feel puffy and weird. I think that definitely is shown through in the episode.
Yeah, this is a special episode. You can't yell at us for anything we do or say.
This is the last episode of the year.
Ah, it is the last episode of the year. Wow.
Whoa, see you guys next year.
And it's episode 52. So now there is an episode for every week of the year.
Oh my goodness. So that's too many. Snap.
So what is your internet even going to get into in 2021? Who can say?
I don't know. Well, hopefully it's getting into not being in my house all the time.
Yeah.
All the new batch of problems that comes from us getting to leave.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, I do look forward to the new rash of questions that are about post-COVID life.
Yeah.
You can definitely see all the other...
I don't remember how to outside. My friend sneezed and I
punched her.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure there will be trends as we as things go back to the way they were before, at least somewhat. So, anyway, well, thanks for joining us for this ep.
There's totally going to be like... My friend is a frontline worker, and now I'm jealous at her because she goes to Margaritaville.
Yeah, and I can't because I don't have the vaccine yet, and I want to go to Margaritaville really bad.
Yeah.
Check out the old Patreon, folks. Yeah. Patreon.com/DearInternet. It's full of good content.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of fucked up stuff in the Patreon episodes.
Yeah.
It's usually stuff that, like, is too much rowdy for some reason.
Yeah, this one feels like a Patreon, a free one, with all the piss chat.
There's a lot. Well, you know what? There's more piss to come, because I already have prepped a doubleheader for a Patreon.
All right, all you piss freaks out there, get ready.
We got it coming up, baby.
Yeah, I know we got some piss freaks out there.
We got some piss freaks.
We have the best community and full of so many piss freaks.
I think a lot of people sent me things. Someone sent me a bunch of different questions, and I haven't gone through them all yet because I was like not online very much the past few days. But thank you for sending things. If you do see weird questions that you think would be fun for us to answer, you can send them.
One person keeps sending every single piss question. I was like, you got to do this one.
please talk about piss.
Please talk about piss.
That's
please.
A different tier on Patreon. Yeah. We will talk about your piss questions the $100 tier.
We've also gotten a few listener questions that have blown my mind.
Yeah, we should definitely
one
do
about
those.
Literally this little tease because we need to do it at some point. Is it okay to eat a Starburst with a wrapper?
Oh my god, yeah, that is I want to talk about that.
What a deranged sicko.
That one and the other one about the ladder situation in the house.
Somebody wrote in when we talked about the loft bed
the portcullis.
Someone
situation.
Was like, they designed their own house and they ended up having to do a ladder loft.
Too
many kids.
The other listener question was, I'm selling my house, but I lost a snake like 6 months ago.
I didn't see that.
Do I have to tell them?
Oh my god. We need to do those soon because that's some good shit.
Yeah, so continue sending them.
They need our help.
Wow. Yeah, we really need to help these people for sure.
I cannot believe someone would freely admit to eating Starburst with a wrapper on.
Oh, I love that.
we're gonna drag
like,
so hard.
But also, like, what an innocuous, like, yeah. I mean, like, I all know. Right, man, if your gut can handle it, but
it's good.
I like the taste of the paper. It tastes good. But yeah, if you see any wild-ass questions you want us to answer, you can send them to us at Ask Your Internet on Twitter, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. You can also listen to my Naruto podcast called Naruto Revuto, or my Mandalorian podcast called Bounty Buddies. The season just ended, and it was good.
You can find me at Thrifty Nerd.
And you can find me at R. Bristow.
Until next time, sincerely, dear Internet.